and we're talking about, is the establishment nervous? I really, really want to believe that they are. And part of the reason is because we have people who are turning out in droves to support good, solid Liberty candidates who are going to get in there and fight for our rights, who are going to get into that Golden Dome and make sure that our rights are secure. One of those candidates right now is Laura Woods. She is running in Senate District 19, and we've got her on the phone. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Good afternoon, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. So how's it going? And what are you thinking?
Well, it's going hard and strong. We've got a lot of momentum picking up in our campaign as we move towards tomorrow. It's the end game. And what I'm thinking is, if the voters in my district want, you know, more of the same, they can sit at home and throw away their ballot, even vote for my opponent if they just want more of the same. But if they really want some change, they can fill out a ballot for Laura Woods. They can elect someone who is, like you just said, going to go to the dome and fight for liberty, fight for our rights as citizens.
Well, and that's exactly what we need. I mean, we need fighters in there. We need warriors.
Really do.
We need warriors. And you've proven yourself in a lot of ways, because you were part of the recall efforts to recall Evie Hudak.
Yeah, this is just the finish for the recall of Evie Hudak. You know, it's the next step in finishing Evie Hudak. The real finish will come in November, but it's the next step in getting her out of office, and so we need to get her done, as they say.
absolutely. Make sure that we're tying up all those loose ends and finishing what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So what can people do for you? Obviously, fill out their ballots if they haven't done so already for you.
That's exactly right. And we have been walking the streets, knocking on doors, and making phone calls for three solid days, teams of 12, I think, each day out doing that. We've touched a lot of people, but what they can do is, if they know me and they support me, tell a friend. Encourage your neighbors, friends, coworkers, and family to fill out their ballots and to vote for the candidate who is the true conservative in this race, and then drop your ballots in a box tomorrow. They can't be mailed. Tomorrow's the last day of this. But I also want to just put out a shout-out. There's a couple others that need help in this primary season as well, and it's Tony Sanchez and Justin Everett. And they need, their voters in their district need to do the same for these guys, because they are freedom fighters as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's the rock star slate that we've got going on over there. Justin Everett obviously is in the House, and he is facing a primary opponent down in House District
22.
Thank you. And Tony Sanchez is facing his primary opponent in Senate District 22.
Yes.
And then you in Senate District 19. Now, you are in Evie Hudak's old district.
That's
which
correct.
Is up in Arvada, correct?
It's the eastern half of Arvada, the western half of Westminster.
Okay.
So we run from 120th down to I-70 and Sheridan over to Indiana.
Gotcha. Okay. And then Tony's district is down in more in the southern part of Jefferson County.
Lakewood, Wheat Ridge, that area. I don't know exactly the boundaries on Tony's, but it's south of mine. I know that.
Okay.
And Justin is around in the Littleton Centennial area, I think, as well. I wish I knew the boundaries better.
He's Justin's district is south of Columbine High School. I do know that much.
Okay.
So, So definitely, if you are in any of those three districts, make sure that you get your ballots in. And if you can go to a polling place and actually vote a flat ballot, it helps with the ballot secrecy. If you're concerned about that, we should all be concerned about that right now.
That's exactly right. And unaffiliated voters, we have same-day voter registration, thanks to the Democrats. And so tomorrow, if you're an unaffiliated voter and you don't want more of the same, go down to the polling place, change to a Republican for a day or two, fill out a ballot, and then after the primary, if you don't want to stay a Republican, you don't have to stay. You can unaffiliate. affiliate again. But you can be part of the change right now by electing somebody who is going to stand up for the Constitution. There's a new verb that's out, and somebody Facebooked me this the other day. They told me to go brat my opponent. Isn't that great? We need Justin and Tony and Laura to go brat their opponents.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too.
Well, that's exactly what we need to do. And the thing is, if you are unaffiliated, I have a lot of friends who have unaffiliated because they've gotten so disgusted with the Republican Party.
And why not?
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean that's what I rave about here every day.
Sure.
Seems like, but you know, people have unaffiliated because of that. This is how you actually change the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Is you get in there, you get people like Laura on that ballot for November, and then get you elected. You know, I mean, that's how we change that Overton window. That's how we push it back to a more reasonable, sane place instead of all the way over here on the left where the establishment seems to want to play.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that seems to be where my opponent likes to play as well.
Yep, I would have to agree with that. Laura, I will let you get back. I'm sure that you're super, super busy.
Well, thank you tonight. For the time tonight, Chris. I appreciate it. I appreciate all of your support over the campaign, and we'll be watching the polls closely tomorrow night, as will, I think, the entire state.
Yes, we will as well. Take
you.
Care. Good luck to you. Talk
Thanks
to you soon.
So much. All right.
So, you know, I mean, and Laura brings up a great point. I mean, this is exactly how we change the party. This is how we take back that party, is to be involved, get in there, vote for in the primary. You know, you can, starting in 2016, you know, you get involved very, very early in this process. If you're just now coming into it, this is how you need to do it right now. You need to get that ballot in, get that primary ballot in, and vote for those Liberty candidates, and get those people who are not beholden to the establishment in there. Because those are the folks that we need. Those are the rock stars that we need. The ones who will stand up for those things that we believe in. And the ones who will push back against